All right, welcome to the next conversation on the Mirai Breakfast Show. And my name is Moyo Jacob Felix. Our discussion in this segment is actually in line with commemorating the National Girls Education Day, a day that was officially designated on 7th July 2024 by the late Dr. John Garang Dumabior to ensure girls' education remain a national priority. On that day, Dr. Garang lit a candle and said, "Let's keep the candle burning for girls' education." Yes. So every year since, Girls' Education South Sudan has carried that light forward by reflecting on the progress made, acknowledging the challenges that still exist, and renewing commitment to giving every girl in South Sudan access to quality education. This year, the day marks 21 years since the first commemoration, a milestone that calls not just for celebration, but for action. Now, joining us this morning, we have Sandra Barwin, the team leader of the Essential Services at the British Embassy in Juba. Good morning and welcome to Radio Mirai.
Good morning. Thank you so much and good morning to your listeners as well.
Yes, and we have as well with us Elana, who's joining us on this very conversation this morning. Yeah, I would love that you say yourself, yes.
Good morning, listeners. I'm happy to be here today. My name is Marsha Justin. I'm studying in Juba Secondary School.
Yeah, thank you so much, Akuja. And good morning, joining us this morning, Akuja De Garang, the team leader of our guest, Girls Education South Sudan. Welcome to the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much, Moyo. In fact, I'm no longer the team leader, I'm the technical director.
Yeah, technical director.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's go right away to talk about this. And to begin with, what does Girls Education National Girls Education Day actually mean to a program like this? Let me take this one to Akuja now.
Yes, absolutely. So National Girls Education Day is an important platform annually for us to be able to make more noise about the importance of girls' education. It's about celebrating the impact and the progress that we have made since the program started back in 2013, but also to highlight that there's still some challenges that are being faced regarding girls' education, including girls with disabilities, the fact that there's still ongoing challenges around the economic situation, the conflict, the fact that perhaps teachers are not being paid, and so on and so forth. So it's an important platform for us to kind of raise the flag and make a louder noise about it.
All right, that's okay. Now, I would like to come down now to the donors to this particular program. You know, your government has been supporting education in South Sudan through the GAES program for a couple of times now, for years. I mean, what are your most proud moments in terms of what you think has so far been achieved?
Thank you very much. Well, I would say there are two things I would like to mention just in terms of what we are most proud of. And of course, this is a partnership with the government of South Sudan and also with a number of others in the international development community. But number one, I would say, is reaching gender parity in primary school. Now, that's taken a lot of time, but it's a very huge accomplishment and success for girls and boys in education, primary education. Secondly, it is increasing the number of girls who are going into secondary education. So a number of years ago, it was really only 3 or 4 in 10 students that were girls going into secondary school. Now we're seeing much, much higher numbers. So I think that's a real success. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for this explanation. Moving on to the school girl we have here with us now in our studio. I mean, we want to understand now from you, how important is this National Girls Education Day to you particularly?
This National Girls Education Day is very important to us, especially girls, because it's the day whereby we will celebrate, we'll be joyful to celebrate, because we have been moving through a lot of challenges. So we have been sitting together, sharing our experiences and interests. Then in that day, we will be celebrating our victory, because by then we will be We have been moving through a lot of challenges, but we have moved forward. We have never given up on that. So I really appreciate the donors of the program, because they have been supporting us, standing with us through many challenges. Indeed, celebrating Girls Education Day is really, really something very important, especially to me.
All right. Thank you so much. And so we do understand that the GES program is actually working towards achieving gender parity in enrollment and completion of education for girls. So could you tell us what has been made since the first phase of the program?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Moyo. And I think as Sandy already started talking about that, we have definitely made a huge strides from where we came from when the first phase of Girls Education South Sudan started in 2013. In terms of explaining just what gender parity is, it's about the number of girls versus the number of boys in school. So our objective, when we first started, the gap was huge. At the time, for every 100 boys, there were only 64 girls in both primary and secondary. So just imagine that. So there was a huge gap. But with the impact of Girls Education South Sudan, we have made a difference in improving that gap, or closing that gap, let me say it that way. We have closed the gap that where we are today, as per 2024, last year, we are now almost at par. So for every boy, there is a girl. Of course, that sounds great, yeah, and we've made a difference in terms of the numbers, but we know that numbers alone is not the issue. There are still challenges, like I mentioned earlier, that any time this can be reversed, whether it's conflict, whether it's lack of money, whether it's, you know, teachers not being paid. In addition, the other important part of it is about the quality of education, which is still lacking. For me, education, and Marsha can say more about this, it's not about just going to school and sitting, it's about learning. So we know there's still a lack of quality of education, because unfortunately, very few of our teachers are trained. And they're not motivated. So imagine Marsha sitting in the classroom all day and not being able to do her mathematics, not going home to be able to progress and become the doctor that she wants to become. So there's still more that we need to do in terms of the quality of education.
Akuja, you know, we so much focus on the girls' education, and there is so much of improvement, like you have started. In a few years' time, there's going to be a gap now this time around, talking about boys' education. Don't you think this is going to be a case?
Absolutely, Moya, and we recognize that. The reason why we started focusing on girls, because the gap, like I mentioned, was so huge. Now that we're getting to a level where perhaps there's the kind imbalance. Of a little, yeah, we learn from that. I'm like, okay, what can we do to also bring the boys along? There are other activities of the program that are looking after the boys, but yes, there's more that needs to be done. For example, last year we started paying the cash transfer. You're familiar with that, right? It was only for girls until 2023. But since 2024, we started paying boys with disabilities. So we are happy to listen what the issues are, what the challenges are, and then see how we can improve to address those challenges.
All right, thank you. Let me turn back to Sandra. Sandra, if there is a need later on in years to come for the boys this time around, I mean, will the British Embassy be able to support this?
It's a good question. And as has been said, we want all children to have the opportunity to go to school, stay in school, and complete their education. So there are many things that can be done to help with that. As we've heard, it's really important, first of all, to get parity with girls. That's the focus right now. But in the future, it's really important that we are able to do something and to support the government here to provide that education straight through to the end of secondary school for all learners across the country.
Thank you. To the girl, let me come back to you. You know, you are a student, yeah, and want to understand what kind of support have you so far received? Let's get it clearly from you. What kind of support have you so far received to allow you to attend school every day?
Okay. I've been receiving a lot of support, especially from the British Embassy. Since I was in Primary 5, they have been giving the cash transfer. Because for me, my dad passed away since I was still a young child. Then my mother's the one struggling for my education. So whenever I receive that money, I use it to buy my school properties, books, pens, bags, and all this. So I don't actually take education as an easy thing. It's really hard, but I'm trying my level best, and I do believe one day, one time, I will achieve what I've planned to do.
All right. And so tell me as well again, I mean, what more can actually be done to encourage many more girls to remain in school and many more girls to come to school?
Okay. I think they need to organize seminars, workshops, because some ladies, they are really suffering. Like in their homes, maybe there is no one to advise them, to mentor them. So maybe when organizations organize such programs, then they will be able to learn more, because some of them lack confidence enough to speak about the challenges they are facing. So maybe when they are encouraged, they will be able to have that courage to speak out what they are moving through.
All right, let me come back to Sandra. I would like to understand a couple of challenges. Supporting a system as this, there are always challenges that comes with the supporting education sector in South Sudan. I would like you to share with us those challenges that have actually been in existence in terms of supporting the education system in the country.
Thank you. There are so many challenges. Some of them have been outlined already. Mm. I mean, the context in which education is being delivered across the country, in some areas it is, you know, it's stable, it's smooth. Other areas we have conflict, tension, displacement. And of course, there are the roles that women face, the obstacles that girls face day in, day out in just getting to school and staying in school. So navigating across all these kinds of challenges, as the starting block, it's quite formidable. We also have the challenges that have been outlined already, teachers not there, not having enough training, support, salaries are not being paid on time or fully, and this is impacting on the quality and level of education that can be delivered across the country. So we're seeing multiple challenges on all levels, actually. But we are seeing progress as well. So I think we have to do our level best to try and maintain that progress slowly over time.
All right. Let me come back to Akuja. Let us look at the future. Let's say 5 to 10 years today, if this program continues and if you continue to get a support from the British Embassy, I mean, what will the future of education look like in future, particularly for the young girls?
I believe that programs like Girls Education South Sudan is making a good impact, as I mentioned already. There's a bright future. Mm. I see that there is hope. However, hope alone is not enough.
Yeah,
action needs to follow. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned to you, the issues around quality. If we address that, it's going to be even brighter. If teachers are paid, it's going to be even brighter. If funds that are going to schools, I think you might be familiar with capitation grants, which is operational grants that are provided to schools, mm-hmm. so that schools can at least, I don't know, have a school garden, fix the windows, not stop children from enrolling because of school fees. Mm-hmm. So all of that needs to accompany that future that we have, or that bright future that we have set in place. So we have, as a program, of course, not us alone, including the ministry, we have set, kind of the basis for a bright future. However, all of the challenges that I mentioned need to follow that.
Mm. Let me come back to the young girl. I would like you to also highlight the challenges you so far face and a challenge that your fellow girls face in schools. And how do you seek to address them through the same support from GES and the British Embassy?
Okay, actually we face a lot of challenges, especially in schools. You may find that someone, there's a girl interested to go to school, but she has limited educational opportunities. Like, their parents denied her education, so she's dreaming to be someone in the future, and their parents, they do not to send her to school, that because she's a girl, she's supposed to stay at home doing housework and all this. The challenges we are facing is insufficient access to sanitation facilities and financial exclusion and so many others. But in our school, we have a girls' club whereby we sit together as girls. We encourage ourselves. The challenges we are facing, we find possible solutions so that we may live in a very good environment where everyone is happy and all this.
All right. Now that you have the opportunity to speak to your fellow girls, so what do you tell them?
Okay. Actually, I like being among girls because I will be listening to their challenges and advising them. Once I was a head girl, so I've been listening to a lot of challenges. So for me, actually, I love encouraging someone. So when I see you are struggling for your education and you lack some help, so maybe I'll connect you with someone who will be able to help you with an idea or something of that.
Mm. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sandra, what are the message would you love to give to all the people of South Sudan in regards to your continued support for the education system?
Thank you very much. First, I'd like to say I think Marsha is really a real star in this because she's providing such an important role model for girls. And that is the real success I think we have here. It's our intention as the British Embassy to continue with support for education. We hope that will be possible for a number of years. The international sort of landscape of financing is changing all over the world. So it still is very much our hope and that we'll be able to support the country in providing 12 good years of quality education for every child.
Thank you so much, Akuya. So what is that your last message to the girls and also to the government?
Absolutely. So first of all, let me wish all the girls of South Sudan National Happy National Girls Education Day on Monday, and to encourage them to continue to speak up about the challenges that they face, similar to what Marsha has been talking about. Your education is a right, not a privilege. Education is your way out of the challenges that you're facing. So that's my message to the girls, to the government. I would like to appeal to them to find solutions to ensure that education in South Sudan is improved, teachers are paid, capitation grants are given to schools, because if there is an interest in developing this country, you need a country with rounded civilians, a population that are able to contribute meaningfully to the development of South Sudan. So without education, I feel that the future of this country will not be where we would like it to be as South Sudanese. So please do continue to support education and make sure teachers are paid and schools are supported.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Mirai Breakfast Show. Inshallah, we'll have you some more times again.
Thank you.